That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagle Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9. With specials throughout the week, you can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Thursday, January 25th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is chicken and noodle soup. So make plans to go and enjoy chicken and noodle soup for the special this evening at the Norton Eagles. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. Be sure to put on your calendar for Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Auxiliary Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair will be taking place. If you'd like to be a vendor at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, you can contact any Norton Eagles Auxiliary member. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today: we'll have patchy, dense fog between 11 a.m. and noon, areas of dense freezing fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 42 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become south in the afternoon. For tonight, there'll be areas of fog between midnight and 1 a.m., areas of freezing fog before midnight, and then areas of freezing fog after 1 a.m. Otherwise, tonight, there should be increasing clouds with a low around 26. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 10 a.m. with areas of fog before 7 a.m. and areas of freezing fog between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. It should be cloudy with a high near 37 on Friday. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 46. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, sunny with a high near 58. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 59. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 61. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99. The dew point is 27 degrees. The current visibility is 1/4 mile. And the current wind chill is 21 degrees. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, January 25th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
A little deja vu. We got that fog out there again, that freezing fog. So everybody, please be very careful. Right now, our visibility is down to just 1/4 mile. So again, we're going to just keep repeating the same thing. If you don't have to be out, especially right now, stay home for a while, drink some coffee, wait for this fog to dissipate a little bit. It is supposed to get nicer today. The high is supposed to be 42, and we're just going to keep going up. So it should clear out when the sun starts shining and be a lot better. But right now, like I said, very low visibility, and we got that freezing fog. Be very careful driving around on the streets and walking around. Very, very careful walking around, because some places didn't quite freeze all the way. And like Mandy said, right in front of her house where she lives down a little slope, it's really icy. So be very careful. But you were prepared this morning.
Yes.
You were ready for it.
Yes. And like you said, from the time you came in this morning to now, the temperature has actually dropped.
It was 33 when I came in at 6, and now it's 28.
Mm.
It'll go back up. It's going to go back up to 42. That'll be lovely.
That would be
lovely. Especially
if
the sun comes out with it. And then we'll have to deal with some of this tomorrow, too. Fog, maybe some showers. But then come Saturday, we're warming up to 46, and then it just keeps going up. And every day says mostly sunny or sunny.
I like that word.
I do, too. I really love that. So, I mean, I'm sure cold weather isn't over. Well, we got February. February's always notorious. But we've got a little reprieve here where we're going to get some decent weather. Which is good because, you know, we need to get some sunshine on our bodies, too. I just feel like I've been in this giant cocoon of gloom for like a month.
It does feel like that.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this nice sunny, even partly sunny, mostly sunny forecast. I love it. I want to remind everybody that we have some great sports that coming up this weekend. Tonight there is a duel here in Norton for the wrestlers. You can go and watch that duel. Tomorrow the wrestlers will be traveling for their MCL, and that will be broadcast here on KQ&K starting at 1 o'clock all the way throughout the day, intermittently. So make sure you turn the radio on when you first get up in the morning. Don't miss a second of anything that goes on here at KQ&K, but especially our wrestlers, because, you know, that's one of those things that you just never quite know when they're going to be on. So I would just turn my radio on and listen for all the great play-by-play by Fig and the crew there calling for the MCL wrestling. And then we also have basketball on Friday night. That's here in Norton. And so if you can't make it to the game, which you, if you can, please go. The more the merrier, the better, to cheer on our team. But if you can't make it, you don't have to miss any of it. You can watch that right here on KQ&K Facebook Live and listen on KQ&K AM and FM. And then that's about it for us. But I want to remind everybody that on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the Baltimore Ravens. That game will not be on KQ&K. We are done with our Kansas City Chiefs schedule as far as what we can play. But I wanted to remind everybody about the game because we still love our Chiefs and we still are rooting for them. So we want to keep everybody interested in rooting for the Chiefs. We want to see them at the Super Bowl again. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be.
It would be really, really awesome because, once again, this year we're going to be doing the Super Bowl party.
We are. We're going to be gearing up to start registering our listeners and lucky callers to win a Super Bowl party. We'll start that next week on February 1st, and we'll give away a party to a listener, and then our listener will help give away an additional party to one of our sponsors.
It's so much fun. You know, we really enjoy giving things away, but one of our most fun things we do is the Super Bowl, because Mandy and I get to go shopping.
We go shopping.
On somebody else's budget.
Yes.
And that is a lot of fun. I mean,
she gets a cart and I get a cart.
And that's, you know, and then, you know, we're just like, this looks good. We'd love this. Throw it in the cart.
Yep. Throw it in the cart. What do you think? Is this Super Bowl food? And yeah. It is now.
It is now. Yeah. It looks delicious and it sounds delicious. And so, yeah. And, you know, if anybody that's listening has won one of our Super Bowl parties, give us a call and let us know how you liked it and how it went. We'd love to hear from you.
We do. We would. Yeah. You can give a little a sample shout out to what all was in your party. We kind of talk about it afterwards and go over the receipt of things that we get for them. But, yeah.
It's because we never quite know. But I want to know how they liked it, because I want to know if we did good shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe even one of our winners will say, hey, you guys got this, that, or the other, and it was really good. You might want to continue with that.
I know one thing for sure. They are getting Pizza Hut Wing Street.
Oh, yeah.
In their package. And then we're going to get them some drinks. And preferred beverage. And then we go shopping at Jamboree Foods. And like I said, you get a cart, I get a cart. Exactly matching. We get the exact same thing for each cart, but you're putting stuff in, I'm putting stuff in, and by the end of the day, they've got quite the smorgasbord.
Yeah, it's exciting. We love it. So be sure to keep listening for all the details, and that'll start on February 1st. That is one of our sounders. When you hear the sounder, you call in and you get registered. So you've got to listen to KQ&K to get your chance to win that Super Bowl party.
And we changed the number that you have to
be.
That's
right.
It's always been the same number before, but we changed it up this year.
We did. We did change it up. I wanted to change it up harder, but Mandy, Miss Nice Lady, said, no, let's just do it this way.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Okay.
We'll do the hard one that you want to
so
do.
She's so nice. You guys should appreciate her. All right, you ready for some trivia?
I'm ready.
Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And it's very convenient. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton at our Norton Pizza Hut. And they deliver from open to close. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Jean. How are you?
Fine. I'd like to say happy birthday to you. Jeff Delmont today.
Jeff Delmont?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Jean.
Yep. And I know how old he is, but I better not say.
All right. Well, that's very nice of you.
Yep.
I'm sure Jeff appreciates it.
Uh-huh, sir. If you happen to see him out and about today, tell him happy birthday.
That's right. Tell him happy birthday. All right. Well, thank you, Jean. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yes, tell my happy computer hi.
We'll do. We do. We always do. And they always say hi back. So you have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're talking about Pizza Hut. Like I said, they do deliver from open to close. Keep that in mind when you're planning your own Super Bowl party. Keeps our Pizza Hut in mind. Okay. So today is National Opposite Day.
Opposite Day.
So I'm going to ask a question about an opposite. Now, this may be a Google question, and I think it is a Google question. Maybe. Some people, we have some smart people around here. They probably know, but I had to look it up. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to our trivia. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind that when you do pick it up, you do have a week to use it. 785-877-3378. Be that first caller with the correct answer. You'll get that delicious one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So today's opposite day, okay? So I'm going to ask a question about an opposite.
Okay.
Okay. So, if the tails side of a coin is called the reverse, what name is given to the heads side? Pretty interesting, huh? Didn't even know there was names. If the tails side of a coin is called the reverse, what is the name given to the head side? Be the first caller, 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. And you'll win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Maybe.
Okay.
Would it be the upverse?
Yes. Who is this?
Jeff LeClaire.
Jeff, you little smarty. That's right. It's the obverse. Good job. You have won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
Bye now.
All right, it's called the obverse. You know, I never knew there were technical terms for it.
I thought it was heads and tails.
Me too, but the obverse is a coin is commonly called heads because it often depicts the head of a prominent person, and the reverse is tails. And it's a lot easier. Can you imagine at a football game? Okay, call it in the air, obverse or reverse. I'm sure a lot of football players would go, what?
Huh? What?
Heads. Jeff, we couldn't fool Jeff. I thought that was going to be a hard one to get. But Jeff, he was right on it. And that won him a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right. Hey, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our 6 offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, feedlot-wise, we did see trade yesterday in Kansas, a dollar higher, pretty active trade as well, at 174. As we mentioned, dollar higher than last week's weighted averages. A little bit of less trade in Texas, Oklahoma, but still at 174. But no activity as far as the northern plains are concerned, with some asking prices in the 276 plus range. There was also a lower box beef trade that took place Wednesday afternoon. So maybe some of the rally that we have seen in that box beef trade market has started to calm down. We'll see what those numbers, or at least where they're expected to go as far as trade overall. Now in the overnight grain trends, a little more quiet than we have seen here this week. We see corn futures steady to a penny higher. Soybean futures a little more negative down about 3 to 4 cents, and wheat futures up about 1 to 2 cents overall into the market. Just awaiting what we're seeing, keeping an eye on, I guess, in this case, weather in South America with some of the concerns that we have seen with the soybean crop down there in Argentina and also in Brazil. As far as crude oil continues sharply higher in the overnight markets, up nearly $1.50, up over the $76 mark. And that's also something to keep an eye on as we potentially could see gas prices start to creep up even more. And that is an update on the markets. You're listening to The Markets here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. 6 million AARP members once served in the U.S. military. And many of the issues AARP focuses on for people 50 and older intersect with the critical needs of veterans, two-thirds of whom are over the age of 50. That's why AARP provides valuable resources to help veterans make informed decisions in their pursuit of healthcare, jobs, wellness, and other needs that will empower them to live a fulfilling life. AARP focuses on four key areas when it comes to veterans: family caregiving, fighting fraud, securing employment, and connecting to benefits and discounts. To learn more and download free resources, go to aarp.org/veterans. That's aarp.org/veterans.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday party line. I am Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Oh, let's have one more warning. We're going to give everybody that we do still have that freezing fog out there, and we're going to have it again tomorrow.
But then it after looked that, at one point like it was going away, but now it's coming back.
It's coming back. After we get through tomorrow, we've got very nice weather predicted, either sunny or mostly sunny every single day up till next Thursday. So we just got to get through the next couple days. So be safe, be careful. Don't get out if you don't need to. If you really have to be out traveling around, please check road conditions before you get out, because it may not be as bad here, but when I'm looking out the window, I can see that it's even worse going north of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know what it's like going east or west. So I would check road conditions before I got out, candrive.org. And be very careful when you're walking around on sidewalks and driving down these residential streets, because, you know, you just can't really see this ice. Mandy this morning, you know, I told her, I said, it didn't seem as bad this morning, but poor Mandy, you know, she still had a little bit of ice. I told her she needs to get some ice skates to her van every day. But you were saying it's still a little slick out in front of your house.
It is. It is. We're down at the lower part of the block. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a hill, but it's a downslope. And so the melt off that happens throughout the day when the sun does finally come out makes its way down our way, and then it refreezes overnight, and I've got a little ice shrink across the street.
I know, you poor thing, but like I said, you were a little bit more prepared today. I didn't warn you today, but yesterday you said that you did a little dancing in the street, didn't you?
I did. It was not graceful.
No.
It was not. It was not pretty either, but I didn't hurt myself.
And see, that is graceful, because, yeah, that's good. I mean, that's something to brag about.
Honestly. And I stayed upright, so, well, upright, you know, but yeah.
Your neighbors probably think, oh, Mandy's waving at us.
Nah, yeah, yep, sure.
She's so friendly.
I know. Waving wildly with both arms in the air and
yelling help.
Well, that would have been the nice four-letter word.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to G it up here.
No, we can PG. Get away with PG.
We could, yeah. How funny. All right. I think we're ready to get started. Are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, first things first, we want to remind everybody we're waiting on your phone calls. Call us if you know anybody that's having a birthday today, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please give us a call, because at the end of the show tomorrow, we will be drawing for one of those anniversary couples to win a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and that's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Go on Facebook, like and follow Garden Gate's Facebook page, and you can see all the great stuff they have going on. They have house plants. They have some beautiful items. They also are very crafty and creative and have made up some items of their own that they sell that are awesome. Check all that out. You can also stop in at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36 and see all the great items they have. And Click Your Heels Travel. At Click Your Heels Travel, it does not matter how you travel, planes, trains, automobiles, or one of those great big cruise ships, Click Your Heels Travel has got you covered. Just call them at 785-871-4109. Let them know where you want to go and what you want to do, and Click Your Heels Travel will get you there. 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or in search of anything, call us here at 785-877-3378. All right, let's start with reminders this morning. I'll start this morning. Reminders, it's preschool story time at our Norton Public Library at 10:15 this morning, where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. So you can go enjoy all that fun at our Norton Public Library this morning at 10:15. They are hiring at our Norton Public Library for a children's and acquisitions librarian. If that's something you think you might be interested in, stop in and talk to them today about that position. And you can also call the library at 785-877-2481.
Norton USD 211 will be holding a special Board of Education meeting on Monday, January 29th at 5:30 p.m. in the district boardroom. The board will be reviewing district goals and capital outlay projects, and it is open to the public.
All right. Let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton Rotary. All sponsors of our show today, and we thank them so much for that sponsorship, because it's all because of them we are here. You want to start?
Sure, I'll start. I'm going to get you hungry for some chili and chicken and noodle soup.
Yummy.
And cinnamon rolls. The Norton Rotary Club invites everyone out in the community to their Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund Soup Supper coming up tomorrow evening, January 26th, at the Norton versus Ellis game. Serving will start at 4:30 and will go until we're sold out. Usually close between 6:30 and 7 is when we get sold out, and it'll be at Stoll Lobby. It's an all-you-can-eat chili, chicken and noodles, and cinnamon rolls with relishes. We do celery and carrots, and we have the crackers for you. It's adults are $8. Children 12 and under are $5. So make plans to come a little early to the game tomorrow night versus Ellis and enjoy the Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund Soup Supper. All funds, all profits from the Soup Supper go to our scholarship fund, and we give away 3 scholarships per year at least. If we raise more than, you know, we usually give more to graduating seniors in Norton County, and so that Soup Supper helps us do that every year, and we appreciate everyone's support, and we hope to see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, it's so expensive to send your kids to school, especially these days, that every little bit helps, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
And you know, you can help with somebody else with their schooling by going to the Rotary. So I want to know, who's the cook?
Who's cooking the chili? We have Gloria. She does the chicken and noodle, mm-hmm. and she's got it down to a science. And we used to have multiple people doing one batch of chicken and noodle and another batch, but she's got it down to a science. So she takes care of all of the chicken and noodle. And then Joy Johnson is making a batch of chili, and I'm making a batch and bringing a batch of chili. And then the rest of our crew help with all of the relish and getting the cinnamon rolls ready and together, and it's yummy.
Yeah, sounds it yummy. See, just talking about these ladies making this stuff homemade is making my stomach start going.
Yes, yes, we get those big roasters, and each batch is full and
yummy.
We get taken care of.
I can't wait till tomorrow. Yummy. All right. Hey, my first person I'm going to talk about today is Bailey Heating and Cooling. What a great time to write this number down, 785-871-1824 for Bailey Heating and Cooling. Call them for all your heating and cooling needs. Have them come out. Check your unit. Make sure it's going to get you through. Like I said, it's warming up in the next few days, but we all know what February is like in Kansas. It's going to be cold still. So take this little break and with the nice weather and call Bailey Heating and Cooling. Have them come out and check your unit. Make sure it's going to keep on keeping on all through the winter. Also, while they're there, you might want to talk to them about upgrading your units. They have some brands available. And the new units are more cost-efficient, more heat-efficient. They're just heating and cooling is totally different with these new units. So you might want to talk to them about upgrading. Call Bailey Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs today. 785-871-1824.
Just to give you a heads up, we have a quick party line show today. So if you're wanting to call in those birthdays, call them in as soon as possible for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of a couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, call them in. And a lucky couple, if we get a phone call with them, we don't have a single anniversary for the week. Call them in and a lucky couple will win a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, you want to give a shout out, a good luck, a kudos, a thank you, 785-877-3378.
I guess January is a cold month for our wedding, huh?
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. All right. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is Thursday, and you know what that means. It's everyone's favorite lunch buffet, chicken fried chicken served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy a made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for this evening. Again, today's lunch buffet is chicken fried chicken, and tonight is KC strip or the waffle special. They also invite you in to come in and try in their state featured pie. They're going to feature a different pie each week from an individual state, and this week's pie is from Arkansas, and it is a possum pie. Don't worry, there is no true possum in it, but
possums are harmed for the pie.
Exactly. It's just good old layered chocolate. That's what they describe it as, layered chocolate pie. And so you can go and enjoy a possum pie as this week's featured state pie at TNC Kitchen. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
Wiser Realty provides residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185. Or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. They have a couple properties that are currently available that include 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington. At 1105 Nixon Drive, this three-bedroom, three-bathroom home is perfect for your family with room to grow. You enter into the large, inviting living room with a grand picture window. The kitchen has custom cabinetry built by Jay Fawcett with lots of storage, including two pantry units, a dining room with a custom-built china cabinet and upgraded tile flooring, and it overlooks the cozy family room with a wood-burning fireplace. The master bedroom is uniquely large with two separate closets and a master bathroom. The other bedrooms have large, deep closets and custom wooden shutters to cover the windows, and you can enjoy the beautiful oak woodwork throughout the home with oak parquet flooring and solid oak paneled doors. An extra-wide stairway takes you downstairs to a large L-shaped family room with wood-designed linoleum flooring. The downstairs bedroom has a cedar-lined closet, and it's located next to the third bathroom. The oversized utility room houses a washer and dryer, Culligan water softener, and updated Lennox furnace, and it has an extra bonus storage room built with built-in cabinets and shelving. The 20-by-84-foot heated garage is partially concrete and includes four garage doors and a walk-in door. The backyard has a brick patio with a partial stone fence and a small garden shed, and you can enjoy the spring weather while you sit on the back of the brick patio watching the amazing purple martin birds as they enter their multiple housing units. This fine home is situated in a nice neighborhood and is just a short distance to the schools at 1105 Nixon Drive. You can check out these properties at Weiser Realty. For more information, you can call Weiser Realty at 785-877-2185. Or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. All right. Hey, we are going to take a quick break and do our livestock auction report, and we'll be back with your history in just a moment.
This is Jan Team for North Livestock Market right here in Norton, Kansas, with early consignments for today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock in the calves and feeders. Here's 200 black Angus and sim-Angus steers, home raised, spring and fall shots, no implants, weaned first week of November, $650 to $800. 100 black Angus steers, home raised, spring and fall shots, weaned November 6th, balancer bulls, $650 to $800. 56 black steers and heifers, home raised, spring shots, weaned November 1, $675 to $775. 70 mixed colored heifers, they were on grass this summer, locked up this fall, $775 to $800. 8 mostly black steers and heifers, home raised, spring and fall shots, weaned mid-October, $650 to $700. 25 mixed steers and heifers, they're 7 weights, 33 mixed steers at $900. 18 mixed steers and heifers, home raised, triple vac, weaned November 10th, $400 to $600. 25 mixed steers and heifers at $800. 8 mixed steers and heifers at $700. We've been anticipating the normal run of weigh cows and bulls. Couple early consignments consist of 49 head of open calves. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. History is brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct, or call them at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, January 25th, 1799, Eliakim Spooner patented the seeding machine. 1890, the United Mine Workers of America was founded. 1915 in New York, Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant in San Francisco, inaugurating the first transcontinental telephone service. In 1937, NBC Radio presented the first broadcast of The Guiding Light. The show remained on the radio until 1956 and began on CBS TV in 1952. In 1946, the United Mine Workers rejoined the American Federation of Labor. 1949, the first Emmys were presented at the Hollywood Athletic Club. In 1950, a federal jury in New York City found former State Department official Alger Hiss guilty of perjury. Okay, I'm not going to go there. Perjury.
We think so much alike.
Perjury in the politics. All right.
Wow, what a shock.
In 1959, in the U.S., American Airlines had the first scheduled transcontinental flight of a Boeing 707. In 1961, John F. Kennedy presented the first live presidential news conference from Washington, D.C. The event was carried on radio and television. In 1964, Nike was founded. The company was originally named Blue Ribbon Sports. 1981, the 52 Americans held hostage by Iran for 444 days arrived in the United States and were reunited with their families. And finally, on this day, January 25th, 1990, in Louisville, Kentucky, a man received the first hand transplant in the United States.
I'm glad that they punish Alger because that stopped that whole perjury problem.
I know. It just nipped it in the bud. Yes. No more perjury, no more lying in politics.
Yes, thank goodness for him. All right, today is January 25th. I said it, see. It's National Florida Day. Wouldn't that be nice today?
It would be nice today.
It's also National Irish Coffee Day, which wouldn't be too bad either. And it's National Opposite Day. In music, in 1940, Mary Martin recorded My Heart Belongs to Daddy. In 1958, Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock became the first single to ever enter the UK pop chart at number one. In 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival released the single Proud Mary. In 1980, Paul McCartney was released from a Tokyo jail where he had been in prison for 9 days after trying to carry a half pound of marijuana through customs at the Tokyo airport. Paul, you're smarter than that. In 2002, Les Miserables played for the 6,138th time to become the second longest running show in Broadway history. Cats closed in 2000 with a record of 7,485 shows. In sports, in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games, also known as the Winter Olympic Festival, were inaugurated in Chamonix in the French Alps. 16 countries sent 294 athletes to compete in 5 sports and 13 events. In 1980, this is a Olympic year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. I'm excited. I love the Olympics.
Paris, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the commercials, too. They have some really cute commercials. In 1987, Neil Diamond sang the U.S. National Anthem at Super Bowl XXI. In 1995, the defense gave its opening statement in the O.J. Simpson trial. Happy birthday to Etta James, born in 1938, the R&B singing legend who did At Last and Roll With Me, Henry. Alicia Keys was born in the state in 1981, singer of the hit R&B single Fallen. And Steve Prefontaine was born on the state in 1951. He was the Oregon running legend and subject of the film Prefontaine. People that died on this date: Al Capone died in 1947, the American gangster known as Scarface. Gene Dixon died in 1997, the popular astrologist and psychic. Ava Gardner died in 1990, the Oscar-nominated actress who married Frank Sinatra. And Mary Tyler Moore died in 2017. And, of course, she was the star of TV's The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Chris Pawson, Jessica Burge, Bob Beasley, and Mike Volgamore.
All right. How many we have called in?
We had one called in.
Who gets the cookie?
Jeff Delmont.
All right. Happy birthday, Jeff. Guess what? You're going to get a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
And that was our lone phone call for today. Happy birthday wishes going out to Jeff.
Happy birthday. We want to thank our sponsors, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton Rotary. Tomorrow night, chili and chicken and noodles. I can get it on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy. All right, that just about does it for today. I appreciate everybody listening to KQNK AM and FM and watching on Facebook Live. Again, tonight, they're having wrestling duels here in Norton. You can go and watch that. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the MCL wrestling will start. That is out of town, but you can listen to all the action here on KQNK. Flip that radio on in the morning and don't turn it off, or you don't want to miss anything that's going on with the wrestling. And then tomorrow evening will be our Blue Jay basketball games against Ellis, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be here in Norton. If you can go, go. Cheer on the team. But if you can't, don't worry about it. You don't have to miss any of the action. It'll all be right here on KQNK, AM and FM, and on Facebook Live.
Now, we mentioned earlier in the show about we personally are not able to carry our Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday. However, Derek sent me a message, and if you go to our website, sunflowerstateradio.com, there is a way for you to be able to listen to the game if you prefer to do that, or I know a lot of people will watch it and then have Mitch Holtis his broadcast on the radio because they don't want to listen to the regular commentators on TV. There is a way for you to be able to listen through our website, sunflowerstateradio.com, and then you go to the Z96.3 The Lake link that you'll be able to listen to the Chiefs game, which is one of our sister stations that has different programming.
SunflowerStateRadio.com.
SunflowerStateRadio.com, and then select Z96.3 The Lake. And I imagine that he's going to put that information on our Facebook page if he hasn't already. You know, Derek, he's on the ball, takes care of us on our Facebook page a lot. So you might be able to find that information on our Facebook page to be able to listen to the Sunday's game that way.
Derek's like our IT husband.
It is. He's our work husband.
Yep.
There we go. You're my work wife. No, you're more like my sister. You're my work sister. Yeah. There we go.
So that makes Derek both of our dads.
Yep.
I need a car. All right. Just so he knows. All right. Well, Mandy, thank you. Thanks for the information, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He had just sent me that, and so I thought I would pass that along, and we'll mention it again tomorrow. But you can also check out our Facebook page, because if it's not there now, he's working on it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a great day today. Thank you for listening on KQNK AM and FM and watching on Facebook Live. And please, please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.